Yeah, can you just fill me in on, since I can't see anything, who's on the call and who's on and who's not?
Okay.
We can do attendance.
We're going to do attendance first. We're calling the meeting to order. Right, Steve? Just say those words.
Steve, you're going to call the meeting to order?
I couldn't hear whoever was just speaking, but yeah, I'll call the meeting to order.
So for your information, everybody is here except for Dean.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure about Lindsay, so didn't know if we had a quorum without me getting on here anyhow. Okay, so I'll call the order of the meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board, September 16th, 2020. Want to remind everyone that for the purposes of accurate meeting recordings, a policy of the township to record these meetings. Chuck, have we started the recording?
We have.
Okay, thank you. I want to make everyone aware of that. And obviously, we're doing this meeting by Zoom and audio due to the COVID 19 situation. Okay.
And now?
Cassie tells me that maybe our internet is back on. So I may be on Zoom here in just a minute, but I know we won't be too long anyhow.
Why don't we take attendance?
So, give me one second, please.
Can I just ask Dave to just take attendance? Or Chuck, somebody?
Yeah. That would work for me.
Go ahead.
Okay, so shall we do a roll call then?
Sandy Ballard, here.
Lindsay Drew.
Present.
Mike Angelo.
Here.
And Steve Seidel, I'm here.
Okay.
And Dean, I believe, is absent, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Steve, just for the record,
order of business is the approval of the minutes.
Excuse me, Steve, can you hear me?
Hey, Steve. Hang on, Megan's trying to talk, and I know I can't get my volume here much louder. So
okay, Steve, before we begin, I'd like
to Sandy to run the meeting. That might be better.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just before we begin,
yes.
I'd just like David to put on the record what efforts were made to involve the public due to the COVID-19 crisis.
As with every Zoning Hearing Board meeting since the beginning of the COVID crisis in the United States, Derry Township has made every effort to make every Zoning Hearing Board meeting available to the public through posting the link on the website and advertising within the local papers prior to the Zoning Hearing Board meetings. We have continued that practice again this month, and we will continue to do this until the COVID crisis is resolved.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't have my, I think the next item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Oh, I can open my agenda. I know how to do that. So I will call for a motion to approve the minutes from August 19th. And I think Lindsay is not able to do that. So Mike, can you make the motion?
So moved.
And I'll second it. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
I would just like to note for the record that Lindsay Drew is abstaining from the vote because I was not in attendance for the August meeting.
Okay. And okay, great. And now moving on to old business. First is the adoption of the decision in the case of Charles and Betty Kovacs. And as is our policy, if Dave or Chuck would like to read the findings. I'm sorry, the order, the last section.
Working on it.
Okay.
Okay, so for Kovac, the applicant's request for a variance from 225.304 table 7 regarding maximum impervious coverage on the property is granted. The applicant may increase maximum impervious coverage by 300 square feet to 33.09%. The applicant shall construct the improvements in strict compliance with the plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing of this matter, provided, however, that if the improvements that are the subject of this hearing as finally constructed require less relief than granted by the board herein, no additional relief from the board shall be required. Except as extended by applicable law, the relief granted herein shall be valid for 1 year from the date hereof. In the event the applicants have not, within that time period provided herein, commenced operations, applied for a building permit relative to the improvements where permits are necessary, or constructed the improvements not requiring permits, the relief granted herein shall be deemed to have expired, and the applicant shall be required to comply with the then existing terms of the zoning ordinance. And finally, any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the zoning ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance.
Thank you, Chuck. And I will now ask for a motion on this decision.
To accept the decision? Yes. So moved.
Okay, and I'll second that, Mike. And I believe Lindsay.
Yeah, I would just like to note that I'm abstaining from this vote because I was not present at the August meeting.
Okay, so all in favor of this decision, vote aye.
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 Okay, and I believe that's 3 in favor, 1 and 1 abstaining, and then we had another one absent, correct?
Sandy, if we could have a motion.
Yes, I will do that, yep. Okay, so also I need a motion to authorize Steve Seidel to sign the decision on the behalf of the board. And I will make that motion as acting chair. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 And you can aye. Vote on that, I think, Lindsay, because you're
okay. Aye.
Okay. And then next, I would just ask that we so that decision is approved. Sorry, trying to minimize my screen. And next, if we could move to the next decision, in the case of I got to find my agenda. In the adoption of the decision in the case of Hershey Trust Company, trustee for the Milton Hershey School, case number 2020-8. And once again, I'll ask the staff to read the order section of that decision.
Okay. The applicant's request for a variance from 225.315 regarding permitted uses is granted. The applicant may establish a museum at the property as presented during the hearing of this matter. The applicant's request for a variance from 225-315 regarding permitted uses is granted. The applicant may establish a mixed-use build at the property consisting of business office and museum as represented during the hearing of this matter. Any change in the use of the property as represented during this hearing, during the hearing of this matter, shall require further zoning relief. The applicant's request for a variance from 225-402.5 regarding the required number of off-street parking spaces is granted. The applicant shall provide at least 39 off-street parking spaces for the uses permitted by this decision. And finally, any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the zoning ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance.
Okay, and I will thank you, Chuck, and I will ask for a motion on this decision.
So moved.
And I'll second that. Is there any discussion?
I'll be abstaining from this vote. This is Lindsay Drew due to absence.
Thank you. And any other discussion? Hearing none, I will ask for a vote on this motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we have Lindsay's abstaining and one absence. So that decision is also approved. And I'd like also now a motion to authorize, I'd like a motion to authorize Steve Seidel as chair to sign the decision on behalf of all the members.
So moved.
Second, I'll second as chair, as acting chair. Any discussion? All in favor of that motion, say aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Did Steve? Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the Zoom now. PPL decided that 5:55 would be a great time to interrupt my power. So you cursed me, Sandy.
Oh no. Well, I will take full responsibility, I guess. So let's go back then to the agenda, and I believe I don't know. I believe there is a continuance, but do we want to add officially into the record the details of that continuance? Chuck, I'll turn it to you.
Sure. As it turns out, the Sun, for the first time in our known history, neglected to place the second ad. They accidentally deleted it from the edition where it would have been required. So we have secured an extension from the applicant because the next hearing is 63 days from the date of her application, and we're required to hold a hearing within 60 days of the date. If I could, the applicant was concerned because she's trying to get her garage built before this winter season. There's some medical issues at the home. And she asked how she could stay on schedule. Sandy, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm just.
Okay, no problem. So I told her that if the board was willing to hold a special meeting after the hearing to adopt the decision earlier than the November hearing, that she might be able to get through that in October. And with us doing the meetings in Zoom and knowing it's going to take about 5 minutes to adopt a decision, it didn't seem like a long reach. What that might look like, or if we were going to compress it as much as possible, the next meeting is October 21st. We would need to do a single newspaper notice for the special meeting, which could be done October 27th. If the zoning hearing board is willing, and if you could check your calendars for the 28th or 29th, that meeting could be scheduled anywhere from 7 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. We would just need to have a quorum.
Right.
So we can circulate the dates between now.
Okay.
But I just wanted to lay out the plan to try and see what we can do to help our resident.
Yeah. Chuck, why can't they be on the docket for next month again?
They will be on the docket for next month, but had they been able to present their case tonight, we'd be adopting their decision next month.
Oh,
I see.
If we
follow the normal path, we wouldn't be adopting their decision till November.
I understand.
We're starting to get concerned.
I got you. So the special meeting will be to adopt the decision. Is that
right?
Okay, I understand. Okay.
What were those dates again?
Well, I think Chuck said we can go over that later.
Okay.
Okay.
The idea would be to have a hearing that then would allow us to vote on a decision at the October meeting. Is that what you're saying, Chuck?
Shortly thereafter. So we would have our normal October meeting. We have presently three applications, including the one that's being moved ahead. Is that right, David?
Yes, and this is one of the weird months where the cutoff is not until next week for the zoning.
So the normal meeting date, which we're going to hold to, is October 21st, and then we're just looking at trying to find a time between then and before the November date to have a special meeting to adopt the decision to help this lady out. Since again, it's no fault of anybody's.
Just to be clear, it would be just adopting this decision, not the other two as well.
Yes, we'd only be asking Megan to write one decision in one night, not all of them.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not our fault and it's not their fault and it's the son's fault, then I would be totally for that. I don't know why we wouldn't try to help them out.
You need a motion? Can we just go ahead and do that?
No. I
would be in favor of it also, Chuck, but no, I'm just still not clear. Are we having, we're having a special meeting to hear, for the hearing?
No, to
adopt the decision.
Adopt the decision, okay.
After the hearing, but before the November date.
But the hearing will happen when? Tonight?
October 21st.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so we'll still hear it on October 21st. We'll just act on the decision sooner than we normally would, which would normally be November. Just for this one case.
And I can tell you, in my 20-year association with the board, we've probably done this 5 or 6 times when certain circumstances, you know, warranted.
Okay, yeah. No, I just wanted to be clear. I thought what was being proposed was an additional hearing sooner than the October meeting so we could vote on there. Okay, I got it.
Okay, so that will be what we plan to do then. And back to the agenda. Is there any other old business? Oh, I guess that was new business. Is there any old business? I don't have any other old business.
Just as far as other business, I don't believe I got any emails from anyone regarding the meeting I was going to schedule with Chuck. I think I talked about mid-September, beginning of September. It's been a little crazy for me. So Chuck, I haven't reached out for you yet, but actually was planning on reaching out for you probably tomorrow and see if we can get a discussion on the book. So anyone who still wanted to get any board members who wanted to send any input to me by email and haven't, I think we had agreed September 1st. Pick the next few days if there's any thoughts you have. Otherwise, we'll put something together and we'll bring it back to the board.
Great. Thank you.
Chuck, I'll you in tomorrow. I'll reach out for you tomorrow. Does that work?
I am. Friday would actually be better for
Friday's
me.
Friday's fine. I can reach out to you Friday.
Thanks.
And just because this meeting's recorded, I'm going to, yeah, sorry. I didn't want you to get your calendars out. So if there's no other business, I'll call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second that. Okay, Lindsay seconded that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all very much. Oh, I should have said opposed. And we're adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.